Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The race for the Republican nomination for the Iowa Senate seat in District 14 is heating up. In the second part of a two-part program, let's go in-depth with candidate Stephanie Jones from Knoxville. Stephanie, how's the campaign going?
It's going. It's a lot of work, but we're almost here for the primary election, so it's coming to an end.
And what are people telling you?
Well, as far as my campaign goes?
Sure. What they would want you to pursue should you be elected?
There's different things, different issues that people are, you know, our top priorities for people. As far as what people are trying to push me to move forward, I haven't had a whole lot of people really say, we really want you to work on this or we really want you to work on that. There's been a few different things, but there was someone that was supposed to send me some information that never did, so I guess I'm kind of inclined to just go with, the top issues that I think are within this district and within the state of Iowa that would be more of a pursuit for me to move toward.
And what issues are those?
Property tax reform. That's a big one. As they were just addressing it in the legislature, there's nothing has gone forward with that at this point in time. Next time that they reconvene, I guess we won't know for sure if something is going to be there, you know, until after the legislative session, whether anything's passed or not on that, in the regards to that. But I think that it's high time that the property taxes start getting lowered so that we can start bringing more jobs into Iowa.
And anything else?
Education is huge. Part of that is trying to gain back local control of the schools and the spending with that. And I know that that's a pretty big issue for our district. That would be another. There's so many different issues, but education seems to rank in the top, you know, probably top three. Property tax reform is in that top three.
Now, property tax reform, a lot of people are for that to make a more favorable business environment. But at the same time, we have infrastructure needs,
right,
in particular roads.
Right.
And people are talking a lot about roads and possibly a road tax, and Governor Branstad has talked about that. How would you pay for maintenance of our roads, increased upkeep? How would you propose that we deal with our failing infrastructure?
Right. I would propose that we take a look at where all the money is going for our roads right now and make sure that it's being used properly. And, you know, I was just asked a question about this, you know, on a survey. Gas tax increase has been, you know, brought up. At this point in time, without knowing for sure what the budget looks like with that and how that money is being spent, I would kind of fall back away from proposing any type of gas tax increase at this point in time at the state level, because right now we have enough people that are struggling with money, and we are paying a lot of money in taxes already. And I honestly just think that we need to figure out where the money's already going. And I mean, I know that there's been an increase in, you know, pricing and things like that with the inflation and all that. But just at this point in time, I mean, I'm not sitting in the Senate seat at this point in time, but at this point in time, I would not propose a gas tax increase for the simple fact that we don't know. And I mean, you know, there may be some candidates out there that do know exactly what it looks like, but I don't. And I don't think that it would be fair for me to just go ahead and say, yeah, I will increase the tax, because without knowing what that number is and without knowing where it's being spent or if someone's abusing it that, you know, maybe shouldn't be using as much as what they're using, then I just think it would be more fair to do it the way that I consider to be fair.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Iowa's Senate seat, District 14 candidate, Stephanie Jones. And let's talk jobs a little bit. We have some great manufacturing in the area. Aside from property tax reform, is there anything else that we can do to help grow those industries?
To help grow the industries? Well, I know that the big part of that is to lower the property taxes because we are second, and I mentioned that in my previous interview, second in the nation for the highest property taxes. And we're in Iowa, we're in a farm state, you know, there are people around here that have money, but most of the people that we have in Iowa don't have a lot of money to be, you know, paying as much in taxes as what they do already. But the corporations, that's who, you know, the larger corporations in particular are, you know, they bring in a lot of money, and the property taxes need to be decreased on that level, because the corporations are not coming into Iowa right now because of that tax rate, what it is right now. They don't want to pay those taxes. So other ways that we could bring in is, you know, people bringing in new businesses, supporting local businesses, you know, going and paying for their services and things like that. Supporting our local businesses is a huge one. That could definitely help bring a, you know, a small business up higher. If someone's got a good marketable product or service, you know, they could end up being a large corporation down the road. And those are, I guess, my two ideas as to how to bring in or, you know, help the businesses grow.
You've mentioned before that Second Amendment rights are important to you. Do you think that they're being challenged?
Yes, I do. And currently, as far as what I know with the Iowa Code, the people in Iowa technically don't have the right to bear arms, you know, like as it's supposed to be federally. We have to go through a registration process and all that to be able to bear arms. So in other states, it's not something that has to be done. And yes, our right to bear arms, I mean, there's organizations that are against it. You know, there are individuals that are against it due to violent crimes and things like that. And there's also a standard ground legislation that's being proposed that's like the standard ground law that's down in Florida. There's been a mishap down there, and I'm not real too familiar with the case, but now their law down there is being challenged as far as the standard ground law, where it allows a person to be able to use force in, you know, like a public location or something like that. It doesn't just fall back on the home. So,
because in many states, retreat is supposed to be an option.
Yes.
And this is taking away the necessity of being able to retreat. You just stand your ground, and you can. And if you perceive a threat, you can use your weapon.
Yes.
And you think that's a good idea?
I think that, you know, if a person gets in a position where they would even have to use a firearm in a public location, that something's got to be bad enough or criminally motivated enough for someone to have to do that. There's a lot of heinous crimes. I do know, I can't remember where I read this, but it was, you know, someone up there had written something that by 2020, if we do not stop the violent crimes, crime is going to supersede our population in America by 52%.
Crime is going to exceed, you mean the number of crimes per person?
I don't know for sure if it's the number of crimes per person, but crime in general is going to consume 52% of the population. Crimes are going to
increase to,
yes.
It's going to impact 52% of us.
I don't know if it's necessarily impact, it's just going to, the crime rate is going to be at 52%.
Okay, much greater than now.
Yes.
And stand your ground is a way to stop that, you believe?
I believe that if it's done correctly, yes, it can. I mean, if people are, you know, if someone's trying to harm another person, you know, using a weapon or you know, trying to rob someone. I know in some states that they can people can protect their property. I think that it can reduce the amount of crime if it's being used in a defensive manner, you know, to stop from someone from seriously injuring someone or, you know, killing them or, you know, things along those lines. I think that it should only be used in certain scenarios.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Iowa Senate seat District 14 candidate Stephanie Jones. A few moments back, it sounded like you might be against the registration of guns.
Yeah, I, you know, back in 2008 when I was a delegate, I actually voted against.
A delegate to what?
I was a delegate up in Polk County, Polk County Republican Party. Started at Ankeny 9 precinct and went into the county convention. And at the county convention, I was a delegate at large in the Polk County convention and then was elected on as a delegate into district and state. And then that's where all the grassroots stuff is done, where a platform is created based on, you know, what the delegates think are the important issues. Big, huge platforms drawn up, and the different delegates will vote on the different issues, and they will either adopt or not adopt these issues or amendments to issues.
And so you're against registration?
I'm not really for it. No, I'm more against it. I do see the point where it can be a good thing to have. You know, if there's someone that's committing violent crime somewhere and they have a gun that's registered in their name and things like that, it might be easier to track that person or people that are into. I think part of the reason why the registry was put up was to try to monitor people who are dealing arms.
Now let's go back a couple of months, and there was, it sounds like, an unfortunate incident where you were arrested.
Yes.
At closing time at a local establishment.
Yes.
Do you want to address that issue?
Yeah, part of that is...
First, tell us what the charges were.
The charges that I have against me and are pending at this point in time were public intoxication and disorderly conduct. People that it went across the state through the media, and a lot of people found out, you know, that I was arrested. It's kind of a big story, a state candidate getting arrested. And I wanted people to know that there were other things that had occurred that night, and I was open up to a point where I felt it necessary to have to defend another individual as well as myself that night. And I did end up with a concussion that night. I'm actually still going through some of the after effects. And I just want people to know that it's not all cut and dry the way that it looks. So I guess we'll just go to court and we'll just, you know, find out how everything turns out.
And so you believe yourself to be innocent?
I do.
And that you will be vindicated when it goes to court?
That I will be vindicated. That the charges will be dismissed or dropped at that point in time. I'm hoping that that's what will happen, and I believe, based on the information that I know and the incidences that occurred, that I believe that the charges should be dropped, but I can't say for sure whether they will be. It's going to be, and it was going to be a jury trial, but I believe we're going to have the judge go ahead and try the case.
Now, facing such an obstacle, a trial, a lot of people would withdraw from the race. Mm-hmm. One would think that one would. Have you thought about that?
It's something that went through my mind. After the filing deadline, though, there was a deadline to be able to withdraw from the race, and I had past that point, and I just figured, you know, even though that something has happened, I feel is unfair on my side, that I started something, and you know, I started this Senate run because I'm serious about it, and I wasn't just going to back out because something happened. You know, we're all human. We all do make mistakes. I can't say for sure whether I had made a mistake that night that may have, you know, made it to where I broke a law. I won't know for sure until it's over. But I'm just like, you know, I'm like everybody else. You know, I'm not somebody that goes out and starts trouble with people or anything like that. I don't have that kind of reputation. And I just hope people are able to see me, you know, and my candidacy, and, you know, that I am there. And I do take a solid ground on defending and protecting individuals. And that's part of my stance in the Senate, is protecting the rights and defending the rights of the people in Iowa.
And you hope that the people of the district will put their trust in you and vote for you?
Yes.
So make your final pitch to them. Why should they vote for you?
As I said, you know, in my last interview, I am a very honest individual. You know, you're going to find out during this trial that no matter what happens, I'm going to be telling the truth all the way through. And I've, you know, anything that I've talked about and any interview that I've had or any questions that I've answered has been completely truthful. I am not going to violate the trust of the public. I stand firm on protecting and defending the rights of the people here in Iowa, and to continue pushing for the things that are important. So I guess in that, I am hoping that you will vote for me. And June 5th is the primary election, so make sure that you get out there and vote for the candidate that you think should win the primary.
Thanks to Stephanie Jones for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.